Now from the studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, this is 3 and Out with Nate Hodges and Houston Kress. Fan Run Radio.
Wanted to be at a place where the school was 100% committed, and I think Danny White and the rest of the school, so everyone involved, showed that they're committed to baseball. And we wanted to be somewhere where we felt like we could win every year. The thing that put this place over the top in our mind in the spring was the fan base. And I think this place became a rowdy place to play, so much so that other coaches were complaining about our fans. And
are you crying? Are you crying? There's no crying in baseball! There's no crying in baseball! No crying!
I'll take that any day of the week.
Caught! It'll be a big orange dogpile on the way to the College World Series.
They don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. See, we can go where we want to, place where they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind. We can dance.
Sexy.
Welcome into the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios of Fan Run Radio. Monday edition of the program. It's 3 and Out. Nate Hodges, Houston Kress, Adam Hickman, intern Brett. Gang's all here. Ready to get your week started right. Or something like that.
Yeah, that sounded good.
Good? All right.
Yeah.
How's your weekend?
I'm fine.
Just fine?
I'm a little sore.
A little sore.
I give him major props, though.
Thank you, Hickman.
He didn't complain about this on Friday when it happened. He waited until Monday.
Yep. Didn't really hurt Friday.
What are you sore from?
Fell down the steps.
Where?
My house. Well, I fell down like two or three steps, but Hickman saw the bruise.
Yeah, it's big, purple, does not look fun.
I was carrying my dog. She's a little older now. She can't get up and down the steps. So it's like the third or second step.
I was all ready to make fun of you. You're carrying an old dog.
I clipped it with my heel.
Clipped it with
like,
your heel.
Like kind of slipped, and then my knee goes into the banister.
You going up or down the steps?
Down.
You going down the steps?
Down. So once
you're
I hit
almost all the way down?
Yeah, like three steps.
Okay.
But then, you catch the...
You didn't step out far enough.
So I don't know. It happened so fast. It kind of slipped. So then my knee just, bam, right into the banister. Mm. And I'm thinking, I'm going down, but I have the dog.
Protect the dog.
So I do. I twist in the air.
Yeah.
But is that the banister? What's the pole that starts the steps, you know?
I think that's just the pole.
Just the post.
The post. The big post. And it's squared on the top.
Ooh.
And pointy. And like,
yeah.
And just, full force right into that thing. But if I hit that and don't keep spinning.
Well, luckily you didn't like just rip it right off either.
I'm pretty athletic in the fall. It was a glancing blow, but then landed on it again on the fall show during the break.
Sad.
But yeah, that then just moving stuff all weekend. Brett knows.
It's a work weekend, huh?
It was a work weekend.
Yeah.
But I'm here. Thanks for the props, Hickman. But it's a...
Battled through.
It's a gnarly bruise. It's about
gnarly.
It's about this big.
Oh, okay.
And it looks like a galaxy. All the different colors and waves. And
how's the dog?
She's fine. She didn't even know what happened. We finally landed.
Yeah.
Came to a complete stop, and she's just like, that was fun. Cool ride. So I just let her go, and she trots off, and I'm just there. Then it kind of didn't hurt for a while, but over the weekend, it really started to hurt.
Gotcha.
Wait till you see it. You're kind of downplaying. It's pretty, I mean, it's gnarly, right?
I'm just listening to the story.
A bad bruise looks, it's just, ugh. I don't like them.
You don't hurt. They do hurt. I'll give you that. Yeah,
it is very unsettling. You know,
I didn't mean to unsettle you.
No, I'm glad you showed me.
Okay, just making sure. Nate, how do these scores strike you? 12-1, 10-3, 4-3, 12-1.
Yeah,
10-3.
Mm-hmm.
4-3.
They're getting closer. What am I supposed to?
No, that was Tennessee's score against Ole Miss in Oxford, the first SEC series of the season. Ole Miss at the time, number one. Ole Miss currently number one.
Last team standing.
Last team in the NCAA tournament. And I give their fans a lot of credit. They took over Omaha, Nebraska.
Saw some complaints about their fans, though.
I saw that, too. I saw that. I mean, I feel like Tennessee fans would have done the same thing. I got no problems with that.
Yeah. Was it weird that you couldn't find Oklahoma fans unless, like, it was a specific something good happened for Oklahoma and they, like, zoomed in on the three guys right together?
Yeah.
Like, the entire outfield was just,
yes.
And maybe some of the Oklahoma fans, they're wearing red. It blends in with the powder blue of the Ole Miss. But
there's a lot of powder blue.
Still. Took over.
Yeah.
And it's so close to Omaha, too, in comparison to Mississippi.
You mean Oklahoma?
Oklahoma, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a good point. I don't know what the exact distance is, but.
Well, you know, I got to look it up now.
I mean, I'm trying to think. Of the teams there, was Oklahoma the closest?
I mean, it's 7 hours.
That's still not bad.
From Norman?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah, it's all the way through Oklahoma and Kansas.
But still, were they the closest?
Half Nebraska. Maybe.
I mean.
Yeah, it's not like a lot of stuff's around Omaha. So.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
11 hours from Oxford.
What was it from here? 13? 13 and a half?
Sounds about right.
Well, credit to Ole Miss fans. We had our beef with them early in the season, but we swept, so it wasn't that big of a deal. They didn't seem to hate us throughout the year as much as some other teams in the conference, some other fan bases. Hell of a story.
Yeah.
They were starting to get down on their coach.
I think Bianco's safe.
Yeah, I'd say he's probably.
I mean, usually when you win a national championship,
he's kind of safe for life at this point.
Yeah, kind of.
Especially in baseball, a sport nobody cares about.
6 years or something?
Is it that long?
I think so.
Wow. I mean, NC State fans are furious because they feel like they got bumped for Ole Miss and deserve to be in over Ole Miss.
Mm.
Then Ole Miss goes and really made quick work of Oklahoma.
Yeah, well. Oklahoma caught a really nasty break to early in that one. They still got the lead even after that, choked it away. Oklahoma didn't seem to have much firepower, It was
no.
All this small ball and.
No, when we played, what did we beat them?
8-0?
8-0? Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah, 8-0.
Wow. Talk about a slap in the face on a Monday morning.
I mean, it's crazy though. I mean. In fairness to Ole Miss, they were preseason number one. Everyone thought they've got the pitching, they've got the talent, they've got the bats. But they never really put it together until, obviously, they get to the postseason. And they almost didn't even make the postseason.
It's 22 years for Bianco.
Cute.
Yeah.
Wow. Is this his first natty?
Oh, yeah.
This is?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
They haven't even been close. I mean, they've been to Omaha one other time under him.
Really?
2014.
I hope we don't have an 8-year drought. Right, Hickman?
Well, if we do, on the bright side, I'll have one less sport to care about.
Okay.
That's one less opportunity for heartbreak.
What if every season's like this season?
Like the 4 out of 5 Super Regionals Ole
Miss made?
I can
handle that.
When they never went?
If we make a Super every year, I'm fine with that.
Yeah?
But, I mean, obviously you'd like to break through like at least once every 3 years, I'd imagine. That'd be a good pace to do it at. So there have been 6 teams win College World Series championships since Dave Van Horn's been at Arkansas. And
wait, 6 teams or 6 SEC teams?
6 SEC teams have won College World Series since Van Horn's been at Arkansas. And I believe SEC national championships total is 10 or 9 because South Carolina won 2.
Vandy won 2. Does LSU have 2? They may just have 1.
I think they have 1, maybe 2. But either way, it's 9 or 10 since he's been in Arkansas. Yet he is kind of praised as like the Nick Saban of college baseball.
Only by Arkansas fans.
I don't know. Like everybody like puts him on this pedestal, and I don't really get it because there are far more accomplished coaches in the SEC than Dave Van Horn.
He doesn't seem like that bad of a guy.
I don't like him.
I don't like him because of the way his fans talk about him, but him as a coach, I don't know. I mean, obviously he and Tony had the little spat, but obviously there's mutual respect there. I mean, they worked together for a long time. Dave Van Horn gave him, you know, an SEC job, and, you know, John Curry, in the best move he ever made, plucked him away. Pouring one out this morning for Hickman as Tommy Tanks fools us all with the homesick. I want to be closer to home. I want to be. And he goes from
farther from home.
From Florida originally. I'm not sure exactly where. Obviously goes to NC State. I'm homesick. I'm homesick. I'm not seeing the field. I want to get closer to home, place where I can play. LSU.
What?
LSU. These lying-ass kids, they're homesick, feel bad for me, oh no.
I mean, did he actually say that, or is that just what, you know, somebody hears from somebody, and then gets passed to somebody else, and gets passed to somebody else, and some Florida State fan probably started the whole thing?
No, I think it was NC State fans who started that when he first entered the transfer portal.
He's just homesick.
Well, I think maybe he was telling people that, or maybe they made it up, I don't know. But if it doesn't seem like it was homesickness.
Well, we also heard he just wanted to play, you know.
Well, no, he
field,
did.
Right?
He definitely wanted to play. But I think when you're not playing as much, you're only DHing, maybe there is a little bit of homesickness mixed in.
Is being homesick for players the equivalent of need to spend more time with the family for coaches? Like, it's not that it's not true sometimes. It's just not always true. For example, coach unexpectedly just into the season, say they had a decent year, no pressure on them, and they're not ready to retire, but all of a sudden they're just like, hey, I'm resigning. Going to spend more time with the family. It's like, yeah, might be true. Also, might be something else they don't know about, and they're just using that because no one questions spending. No one's like, God, I can't believe you want to spend more time with your family. What are you thinking?
Homesick?
Players, they're not really jiving. Something's going on. Something's amiss. Maybe they've been, you know, maybe there's something with their playing time, whatever. They don't like a coach. Who knows? They're like, what do I tell them? What do I tell the fans? I can't tell them I got an issue with their coach that they know and love, who's doing fine. Oh, I want to be closer to home. No one's gonna be like, I can't believe we'll be closer to home, you loser. It's just this. It's just. It's a coverall Band-Aid. I mean, it might be true. But it might not.
You ever been homesick?
At a camp once when I was a little kid.
Okay, how long was the camp?
Like the first time I went away to camp.
Okay, this may be the first time you did anything. Like, okay, yeah, if you grow up, you're always around your parents and you go to NC State. How long was the camp? A week?
I think a week, yeah. I think a full
what
week.
If it had been a year?
Well, I wouldn't have said I'm homesick. Now I'm going to Minnesota.
Well, now that he's not coming here, I did read that apparently he was, I'm not going to say a locker room cancer. But I'm not saying that. I said I'm not saying that because that's too easy. It's too cliche. But I heard that maybe he does not have a lot of friends on the team.
Okay.
Yeah, I really don't think we wanted this guy after
yeah,
all.
There it is. I mean, I was waiting on it. I didn't want him anyway.
I'm just saying what I heard, what I read on a message board, and those things never lie.
I just think it's funny because, you know.
Actually, that was exactly
what always happens.
It's funny that Hickman said that because that was exactly what the NC State message board person said. Yeah. Like, guys, I know he had a pretty good year as the DH, but this guy was not good in the locker room. This might be addition by subtraction. How many home runs did he hit? Like 23? 24?
Something. Maybe more.
It might have been more.
I mean, he didn't get postseason play either.
That's a good point. So,
LSU is going to be a juggernaut next year.
Do you hear this guy?
Tommy Tanks.
They got one player, bro.
They also got that Christian Little kid from Vanderbilt who's pretty daggum good.
Did he even pitch for them this year?
Yeah, he appeared in 18 games. He had a 3.72 ERA.
3.72.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not bad. It's not. You know,
oh, and they just got the Minnesota Twins pitching coach.
Oh, he couldn't hack it in the big league, so he's going to LSU?
I think he's been in the big leagues for a while.
What's his name?
I don't know.
Hmm.
Nobody cares about the pitching coaches.
I do. Wes Johnson?
Is there any relation there? Because isn't LSU's coach, his last name's Johnson too, right? Jay Johnson?
Ooh, that's a good question. Trying to figure this out. Let's see. He's going there for $750,000 annually. That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
The Twins were only paying him $350,000.
What?
He's getting a $400,000 raise to go from the Minnesota Twins to LSU.
Hmm. Makes no sense.
Let's see. Yeah, I don't. Okay, this was his fourth season with the Twins. He's been previously the pitching coach at Mississippi State and Arkansas. Hmm.
Yeah, bad hire.
Bad hire?
I don't know. The Minnesota Twins on franchise mode for me on MLB The Show have the best team ERA.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm.
Are you making that up?
No, I'm not.
Is it a video game?
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Thank you. Hmm. I mean, that's a job you can't turn down. It's a raise you can't turn down. I'm not seeing any relation, though.
Hmm.
So.
How many assistants can you pay in college?
Three. They're trying to add the fourth.
Did you see where Oklahoma's like, hitting guru assistant coach had been in the majors coaching? And, like, it was the really weird thing is it showed that when he first came to Oklahoma, he's like a volunteer assistant. Now, he played in the majors, so maybe he just, like, doesn't care about money at all. I don't know. I mean, I don't think he was – I didn't recognize the name as, like, some great, you know.
Right.
All-star or something. But that was – they were talking about how good he is with the hitters and all this stuff. He's a paid assistant now, but
well, good.
It was just strange. I mean, he had an assistant job in the majors already. Then he went to Oklahoma to be an assistant. As a volunteer, and then you know got elevated. I guess very strange.
Coaching carousel.
Mm-hmm. Where's the latest on people poaching our assistant coaches?
Anything? No news is good news.
Okay. I like the sound of that. Maybe because we're so bad, we're blackballed. None of our guys can go anywhere. Just got to stay.
Oh, that would break my heart.
Yep. We're just going to have the same staff for the next 5, 10, 15 years.
I don't know if Hickman would like that. He may not sign off.
I mean, Frank Anderson, look at the way he showed out. He's not getting a job anywhere.
No, he's too loose cannon.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't control these guys.
I know. No one should want them. Bad for the sport, really. Just make them stay at Tennessee.
Actually, maybe you can only Can you only pay two, and they're trying to get to three?
Maybe that's, I don't know.
I feel like we would know the third coach that was paid, right? Like, we know Elander. We know Frank Anderson.
So you're saying it's three total?
Let me count the head coach. Let me check real quick.
Sounds right, actually.
I thought it...
It's annoyingly small. I remember that.
They were looking... They want to add a fourth, but I'm not sure if that's a fourth paid coach or a fourth paid assistant.
You got to thank Tony V sliding the unpaid assistant something on the side if he really likes them, right?
I mean, technically that's illegal. Rick Barnes got in trouble for that. Let's see here.
That's illegal?
Yeah, so here you go, Nate. You ready for this? Tony Vitello, Frank Anderson, Josh Elander, Richard Jackson, volunteer assistant coach, and Ricky Martinez, student assistant coach. So student coach. So it is two paid assistants. And obviously the head man. But yeah, surely Tony's taking care of Richard.
I mean, that's a small infraction in the eyes of the NCAA.
Yeah, I can't even remember what happened to Barnes when he was doing
I don't
it.
Think anything. Didn't he have to – we'll see.
There was no penalty. I think they just told him he can't do that anymore.
I mean, I don't really get it. I mean, it's your money to do whatever the hell you want to with it.
Yeah, they just don't want to open up that loophole. It's like, you know. But I don't know why Barnes wouldn't just say, hey, give me less and give this guy a raise.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the same thing, but I don't know. Maybe contractually he wasn't able to do that.
I guess it's – I mean, if you're just going to do that, like, I guess it's just a hassle to, like, restructure your salary, you know, if you're Rick
Barnes.
Yeah,
it's like you might as well just – I'll just do it on the side.
Yeah.
But then it's –
just, like, take some of this money and give it to my assistants.
But then, like
– But then if they leave, it's been taxed
going to Rick, but then – I guess the other guy wouldn't be paying taxes on it, even though it's already been taxed. I don't know. Yeah. It's kind of a mess. Yes, indeed. Indeed.
Yeah. No, I like this plan of our guys just having to stay at Tennessee. It sounds great.
Well, they're just, you know, if they were controllable, I think they'd have options. But when you're flying off the handle at every opportunity.
Elander will be a head coach soon.
How soon? Like this offseason?
No.
You don't think so?
I don't know, a couple years.
I've seen his name tossed around as somebody who could, you know, get a, not like a big-time job, but get a job soon. Tony V's going to have to give him a raise. Keep him. Keep him close. Lock him down.
Huh. Huh?
Blake tweets in that it's time for me to get a life alert. At first, I thought he meant, like, alert, Houston needs to get a life. And I was like, wait a minute, because I'm carrying it. But no, life alert for when I fall.
Yeah.
Cut the check. I'll wear one.
Will you do the I'm falling and I can't get up commercial?
If they pay me.
If they pay a high enough talent fee. I mean, you could deliver that line, right? Can we get you laid out, sprawled out on your own stairs, you know, holding your back?
And my dog?
Dog running around the house, like freaking out, like Lassie, you know, trying to get help. And you're just like pushing your button.
That's all you do, right? You just
falling and I can't.
Do they talk to you through the button?
This might be two separate products. The old I'm falling and I can't get up commercial, that might not be Life Alert.
No, I think it.
No, that definitely is.
I think it is.
That is Life Alert. Okay.
But who's she? Do they? Do you get the button and then they install like a system in your house, like a PA? Like, are you okay?
Doesn't the button just call the cops for you or like alert them of your location?
I don't know.
I thought it. I mean, she's. When she says I'm falling and I can't get up, is that just to explain what's happening in the situation? It's not actually talking to like a 911.
I don't know. That's what I was trying to
find
out.
Like, if you hit the button, I think it just pings the 911.
Okay.
And says, hey, there's an issue. You know, Life Alert has sent off a signal to this location. Please send help quickly. And for just the commercial, the lady's like, I'm falling and I can't get up.
Could be just commercial.
Maybe that's
it. Which is common sense. We can tell she's falling and can't get up. Anybody got a granny we can call?
Whoa.
Or grandpa. It's research, man.
Research. Fair enough.
And give us a call.
It was called a life call.
So it was a call.
it trademarked. I've fallen, and I can't get up in 1992.
Big time.
Oh, no. Life going out of business in 1993. So that was a company from the 80s and 90s. Life Alert's the new one.
But do they still have I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up?
I don't think so. Do they?
I think so.
I've seen those commercials recently.
Really?
Yeah, I think they.
Did they say that?
They might have bought the trademark.
Oh, it says the trademark was canceled in 1999.
And then Life Alert scooped it.
Didn't even have to buy it.
Piggyback off of it, I guess.
Smart.
So somebody went, you know that business that didn't work? Let's not only try it again, let's steal the same catchphrase.
It was just ahead of its time.
I mean, it is a good market to get into.
They did. They re-trademarked it. You're absolutely correct.
Of course I am. You seem so surprised.
Life Alert saves a life from a catastrophe every 11 minutes.
I don't buy that one bit.
Guys, that's two since the show started.
I want to see the math on that.
Maybe every 11 days, minutes, I don't buy it.
If I had hit my head instead
of
my...
Wait, this is the same graphic.
Yes.
This is the same people. They just tried it again. They're like, you know, if at first you don't succeed...
Could, I mean, it could be.
Yeah, maybe.
Life Alert is a better name for it than Life Call.
I think so.
You know.
I agree with you. Maybe it's not the...
Could be different people.
Okay, I think it is different people.
Yeah.
That Google mislabeled one of the images. All right, we'll come back with more. Yeah, just answering all the big questions on today's program.
Mm-hmm, important stuff.
Welcome back to Three and Out Monday edition of the program.
Lavender and cream. Feels like butterfly.
Life Alert, huh?
Still on that, huh?
This
is a thing Nate does where he deep dives something that we mentioned in passing and then it becomes a topic for the first hour.
Well, it's June 27th, Houston.
I'm aware of the date, sir.
Is there any other way to get through 3 hours of radio?
Yeah. Okay. It's sports. Speaking of sports, it looked like I took a fastball from Ben Joyce.
I think a fastball from Joyce would be worse.
I mean, it would have broken something, but I bet the bruise looks a lot like that. I mean, that's right about where it would hit, too.
You doing a batting stance.
I mean, if I'm in the stance, it opens it up. I'm going to tell everyone that's what it was. That was taken to BP.
And Ben Joyce.
Ben Joyce said, I don't like your show. And after I woke up, I realized that I was... Well, now that you've seen the bruise, what do you think?
It's pretty gnarly.
How about the fact that I didn't say anything on Friday about it?
I'm proud of you.
Thank you. That's really all I ever want.
There was even a character's name in this commercial. She was called Mrs. Fletcher.
Mrs. Fletcher.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
In the 1989 Life Call medical alert device commercial. It's been used in advertisements for both Life Call and Life Alert.
Yeah.
All right. Well, now you know. I still don't know if she's talking to somebody.
Yeah.
I feel like it was. I feel like somebody's like, what's your
ma'am,
emergency?
Are you okay?
Yeah.
So do they install an intercom?
It says subscribers use the device to speak directly to a dispatch service.
What? That little thing on her neck?
I think it's like a little phone, like there's a mic in it.
Wow.
Is it like OnStar for your car?
Yeah.
Yeah, but OnStar, that's like a whole system. This is just a little, it's like a medallion.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you should get that.
Come on, man. Not only did I not need it, I came in and did the show like a man.
Oh, wow, there's a whole dispute over this. So shortly after the release of Life Call, a competing company, Life Alert, claimed to have been using the phrase since 1985. 1990.
So Life Alert came out first?
That's what Life Alert claims. Yeah. One of their guys said, we created the commercial 5 years ago, but originally it was a man who made the statement.
Did they have proof?
Edith Four, who says the line in the Life Call ad, or her... Says the line, the actress, I guess. She told the
actress,
New York Times, that she came up with the line. And based on a real incident that she described during the scripting, she said, I gave them a description of what happened, and then they wrote it up for me. So it made sense. I've fallen, and I can't get up. I mean, it's so simple.
Now you know. Isn't there one in the video where they can't get out of the bathtub? They're, like, stuck in the bathtub?
Yeah, I think that's, like, a new...
So can you... Is it waterproof?
Now, that's a good question. We're going to have to go to the Life Alert website to check this out.
I might do it.
I feel like Life Alert spends a lot of money on radio ads. Probably just not our show.
No, I would think more maybe news.
Certain demographic, yeah. Did you know the commercial's been used in television shows The Goldbergs, Family Matters, and The Golden Girls, and The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
The device has?
The commercial.
Press the button. That's number one.
Okay.
Number two, speak.
All right.
We talk to you whether you can reach a phone or not and send help fast, 24/7. Number three, help. And it's just a picture of a fireman, paramedic, and police officer. 43,726 testimonials updated daily.
Wow.
Wow, indeed.
So you just talked to them, huh?
Saving a life from potential catastrophe every 11 minutes with an asterisk.
What's the asterisk?
It says Life Alert defines a life saved from a potential catastrophic outcome as an event where a subscriber activated the system, had an actual emergency, was home alone, was unable to get to the phone to call for help, and Life Alert dispatched help.
Wow, that's a lot of conditions.
Batteries never need charging and can last up to 10 years.
Like,
it's impressive.
How's it getting the signal, though?
Well, Nate, I don't know.
Is it run on a cell tower?
Hmm.
Is it like a little antenna? Do you have to have a landline for this?
I don't know. Perhaps.
The tech. All right.
I'll work on that for you. But if you want a free brochure, you can just call the 1-800 number.
Okay. All right. Are you going to consider purchasing since you seem to have a lot of spills at the house?
I had one spill.
Now, what's that one time you had something in the shelf or something?
Shelf?
Yeah, you had some shelving fall or something.
Nah, I wasn't up there that time.
Oh, it just fell.
I did kick a hedge trimmer once.
That was the one.
That was gnarly.
It was left on the stairs.
It was a long story. By the front door, it was dark.
Yeah. Like, gash your toe open, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just below the pinky toe.
Life Alert should,
And then weren't you, like, messing with hooks at some point? Wasn't that in bed?
You know, so many incidents, I really don't recall. Yes.
Fishing hook.
A lure fell into my bed, and I rolled over in my sleep and...
Ooh.
Hook myself.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, they really should sponsor the station, though, or at least the drive, because, you know, Russell and Bear, they're getting up there.
What are you doing? I mean, Nate said it is June going into July. It's about time we start some show-on-show beef. People do always ask for that.
Well, you know, we used
to. Should we pitch in and get Bear a Life Alert? How do you think that would be received?
Think about how much we could say we care about him as we give him that present.
You know, man, we know you do a lot of the shows from home, and
you're by yourself.
We worry about you. I think we should do it. He's clearly not listening; otherwise, he'd have texted me by now.
Oh yeah,
he's four or five times.
It is a problem we have, you know. We have to, as we get older, the show's demographic gets older.
I don't know. I feel like we have to
keep bringing in
young folk,
young whippersnappers.
You could just call Hickman a whippersnapper.
Sure.
Yeah, that's keep y'all young.
That's a good. That's a compliment, right?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
No.
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know really what I mean. What is a whippersnapper?
I always thought it was like a...
Oh, Bear is listening, and Hickman is a dead man.
I always thought it was like a sapling, like a younger tree.
A whippersnapper.
So it doesn't, you know, it doesn't, it's very green, doesn't snap off. It's more of a whippersnapper.
Is it because they get whips?
Yeah.
Like, go get your
right.
switch?
Yeah, exactly. Like
so
a
you
switch.
Go and get a
yes.
whipper, and you have to snap it off the tree? So maybe whippersnapper means troublemaker.
Whippersnapper was an English folk band formed in 1984.
That's not it.
Consisting of Dave Swarbrick, Chris Leslie, Kevin Dempsey, and Martin Jenkins.
I was thinking about stuff like this. But no, whipper, I think that's like, hey, go get your whipper, and you got to snap it off the tree. It's a whippersnapper.
Did you know that a whippersnapper is someone who is younger than you, but also irritatingly overconfident?
Hickman is a whippersnapper. I agree with this.
Like your little smart aleck cousin, it says.
Hickman does feel like family.
I guess what Thank I'm looking you. For is the origin, not the. I mean, we understand what it means to say someone's a whippersnapper, but we want
how did the phrase come about?
Yeah.
Hickman, are you going to drive to Crossville later?
Bucky's opening up today.
Today is the day.
Wow.
It is now open.
That's crazy. I did have some beaver nugs the other day.
Well?
Had a buddy run. He was coming back from the beach. Stopped in at a Bucky's, got me a bag. I tried the chocolate ones, too.
Oh, how are those?
You know, they were good. I think I like the original better.
Yeah,
the original. Just more my speed.
I think that's right. I think that's fair. Bear has found it. It comes from snipper snapper or whip snapper.
Yeah.
It was a 17th century term for a young man with nothing better to do than hang about idly snapping a whip.
Oh.
Whippersnapper is one of those rare terms that has a somewhat literal origin. So there's that. Now we know.
So they're just a young person just kind of standing around being annoying.
Snapping a whip.
Snapping a whip because they like don't have anything better to do.
That's right.
Huh.
Captain Touchback says, Whipper. This is the show Snapper. Where we read the internet. Damn right it is.
And we appreciate you listening and supporting the sponsors. We'll come back with the final segment, Hour 1, next right here on 3 and Out.
Whippersnapper. Yeah, yeah. What do you think?
I don't know about this one.
Deal with God. It's a good song.
I have listened to this song probably 400 times.
It's a good
song.
Last
week.
Really?
It's in the new Stranger Things that you haven't seen yet.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. It's in it a lot.
Really?
Uh-huh.
You like Stranger Things, right?
Yeah.
This is the best season.
I'm just behind. I'm still finishing the last season.
You haven't finished last season?
Uh-uh.
You've had 3 years.
Seriously, what are you doing with your life?
I kind of forgot I hadn't finished it.
Kind of forgot.
Jeez.
So I'll go ahead and fill you in on what's happened so far.
No. People will choke you through the radio. I've seen it happen.
Yeah. It's like when Darth Vader puts his hand out. You're just like.
I don't know why, but that's exactly what I was thinking in my head.
Yeah. Well, how else would you get choked without being touched, you know?
I don't know. It's a good point. The Force has to be it.
Yeah.
With the dark side of the Force, though.
Mm-hmm. Nico took his official visit this weekend.
Was that his official? He's been here so much.
That was his official. He's taking a bunch of unofficials. This was his official.
How do we feel about the commits over the weekend? Did you even know there were commits over the weekend?
I did see there were some commits over the weekend.
Two commits.
Hopefully some diamond in the rough kind of guys.
Yeah, I mean, nothing jumped off the page like, oh, wow, shocking, 5-star Tennessee, Nico effect, dun, dun, dun.
No, we're going after defense, which is what everybody's been complaining about.
That's good.
John Slaughter.
Okay.
Good old top 700 kind of guy.
Yeah, 701, so.
Okay, just barely made the cut.
No, he's not in
the top 700.
Easily.
He's in the top 701. He barely missed the cut.
Top 800? Top 750? How do you want to do this?
Top 701.
Okay, top 701.
6'1.5", 194 from South Haven, Mississippi. He will be committing signing early and enrolling early.
Okay.
So how about that?
All right.
Do you want his offer list?
Yeah, fire away.
Alabama, State. A&M. Alabama, State. Arkansas?
State.
State. Well, Florida State?
Okay.
Kentucky? Mississippi State, Ole Miss.
You're getting better.
That's it. Unless you want Southern Miss, Memphis, La Tech. Okay. Buffalo.
All right.
Austin Peay.
All right. We said it Friday. We said we can get 3 stars whenever we want.
Whenever we want.
And I guess now was the time to grab a couple.
It doesn't mean we should only take 3 stars, though. Let's try and branch out to the 4-star and 5-star guys.
Well, before you go there, we did get top 920 player Jeremiah Thielander. Do you want his offer list?
Hey, he is a linebacker.
He's a linebacker.
Yeah.
He's 6'2", 217 from Gainesville, Georgia.
Okay.
Yeah. Offers include Louisville.
Uh-huh.
North Carolina.
All right.
Auburn.
Okay.
Coastal Carolina. Mm-hmm. Take that, Jamie. Duke. Must be a smarty pants. Eastern Michigan. Florida.
All right.
Georgia. Southern. Georgia. State. Georgia. Tech. Indiana, Kansas, Kansas State, Notables, Mississippi State, Missouri, Nebraska, Purdue, Virginia, West Virginia. A linebacker and a safety.
Those are the right positions. Hopefully these are the right players.
Nate, they wanted to be here. That makes them the right players.
Okay. There you go. Wanted to be here.
Thielander said, Tennessee is the right place for me.
Right place for me.
How about that?
Okay.
When they think it's the right place for them, that means they love the place. Analyst calls Thielander a, quote, good athlete.
Okay.
What?
They got an NFL comp.
Let's see here. Andrew Ivins, who is the Southeast recruiting analyst for 24/7 Sports, said, Nate, there's plenty to like.
Plenty.
He's visited Tennessee half a dozen times.
Oh, he's in.
Let's see. Not many linebackers with his resume. The last two seasons, he's combined for 280 tackles. He's a tackling machine.
Okay. We need tackling machines.
Apparently, he played some safety in 7-on-7 circuits.
He's small.
I said he's 6'2". 215. Maybe he's just a good athlete.
Okay. Can really run, maybe.
A difference maker at the point of attack.
Okay.
Good instincts. Can also rush the passer. He is projected as a Mike or Will linebacker. Let's see. No NFL comp.
All right.
Sorry.
Yeah, I don't think they do that for 3 stars.
Okay.
It's fine. You're always
going to get
some 3 stars.
Let's not get hung up on the stars.
You're always going to get some 3 stars. It's just you just got to pick the right ones.
I trust Josh Heupel more than I trust these star boys.
There you go.
Stars. What was Cedric Tillman, like a 2-star? How did that work out? That's what I thought. The big one, though, Nate, is that Francis Mauagoa.
Yeah.
He took his visit this weekend with his parents.
How'd he go?
Well, it was his fifth and final official visit.
Ooh, had the last word, huh?
We did. Okay. And he has announced his decision date.
Yeah?
It'll be on our nation's Independence Day.
Ooh.
That's July 4th.
Pretty close.
If you were confused.
And if he doesn't commit here, he's going to ruin the holiday for me. So we got a lot riding on this.
You can't let recruiting ruin your... Ruin your holidays.
Hickman. Should you really commit on July 4th?
What's wrong with that?
Yeah, there's a lot of other stuff going on. It's kind of a day set aside to... But what if he commits to Tennessee, Hickman? Then is it the best July 4th ever?
It'd be a good one.
I don't know. July 4th's a pretty slow sports day, though, right? There's just, what, the hot dog eating contest in that July 4th? Anything else?
Using the word sport there very loosely.
Do they even play? Well, it's. I was just thinking, like, what's broadcast? They play baseball on July 4th?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. That's it? I mean, maybe it's kind of smart.
Could be fireworks. As in, like, we get a five-star commit.
Right, right.
Could add even more meaning to July 4th.
I think the Smokies play.
There you go.
Yeah, there's a lot of Major League Baseball, looks like. So, I mean, there's not going to be much college football news breaking, so maybe he just wants to be the – he knows he'll get a lot of good run on the college football pages.
Brett mentioned this earlier, but apparently Nico's parents could talk to Malagoa's parents in Samoan. Apparently Francis's father does not speak very good English.
Oh.
So Nico's parents served as translator. And because of that, this might have been one of the best visits he's had, according to Nico Iamaleava. I mean, that's a bond, Nate. That's a bond.
That's actually pretty big news.
Kind of, it is kind of a big deal. Yeah.
So we got to, had a bunch of other guys in too, so hopefully we made, you know, good headway with those dudes. Lay the groundwork, you know?
Sounds like it was a solid weekend.
Build the relationships for later commitments. Linebacker and a safety. All right.
And an offense, five-star offensive lineman who, you know, is a baller. Had a great visit. This is big news, Nate. This is huge. He is the second highest-rated offensive tackle in the country, according to 24/7 Sports. But the composite has him, Nate, number one.
Mm.
And the ninth best player in America. It'd be nice to have somebody to protect Nico's blind side. Someone like Francis, 6'5", Nate, 330.
Yeah.
Do you know where he goes to school?
No.
IMG. You worried?
A little bit.
School's out. You know, they've not been practicing football. Okay. Maybe he's not had a lot of time around the IMG coaching staff as of late.
I don't know. Like, when
we need to find the really good players that
aren't they? They're probably working out. I
don't
mean,
like Niedermeyer, and they all come here.
Oh,
what,
no.
What position is he even coaching at IMG? No.
Linebackers, right?
Okay. Okay.
Do the schools like IMG have a big dead period?
What do you mean? Like, where they're? I don't know how IMG works because obviously his parents don't. I don't think his parents live in Florida. I mean, IMG's like a, you know, it's a different. Different type of deal.
No. Well, I don't know.
I'll give you his offer list on the other side.
It was a pretty good weekend for Tennessee, especially compared to what's going on in Gainesville.